Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Prutz. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning. It's great to see you again. We've got a really fun show this week, Rick. We're talking about a lot of what we've dealt with for months here with all the snow and everything that's going on with winter. We're talking about mushing again.
I have a few dogs. And I noticed that one of my dogs loves to go out in the snow, has that beautiful thick coat, and the other ones just want to stay inside.
Yeah.
Don't go outside. No thanks, Dad. Not interested. Put the leash down.
Yeah. I've seen the same thing, and it's funny because one of them will get on his back and just squiggle around and make snow dog angels, and it's hysterical to watch him go through and do that. And the other one just says, thanks, it's been fun. I've done what I need to do, but I'm ready to come inside. Yep. So it's interesting to see how these dogs and, frankly, how human beings can exist in these outdoor settings and manage to thrive and survive, which seems like a tough achievement.
Yeah, and two big events this weekend. There's the Copper Harbor that we're going to talk about, and there's also the big Iditarod this weekend as well.
Yeah, it's amazing to me to think about these because, candidly, I've had enough experiences being outdoors with the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And it becomes enough of a nightmare, I can just imagine.
The listening audience, Lee lives out, or used to live out by a park. As luck would have it, he was out walking his dogs and got a little lost. I think this is a funny story, Lee. I think everybody listening needs to hear a little bit about this.
Well, it did happen. I was in a state park with my dog walking through the different deer trails and figured I knew exactly where I was going, but I didn't realize that I wasn't with my older dog, who unfortunately had just been put to sleep, and instead I was with my six-month-old puppy, and he did not know his way back, and neither did I, and next thing you know, there's 30 emergency vehicles and a helicopter circling looking for me.
Well, that was probably after an hour or two or three of wandering around, and your wife was probably wondering, where did this guy go?
Oh, she was terrified, and it was about 3 hours later, and it was pretty embarrassing. Thank God they didn't put my name in the newspaper story the next day when they talked about it, but it was embarrassing. But it does give me a whole lot of respect for what it is that these mushers do in terms of managing the dogs, getting through the different elements that they have to get through, avoiding the critters that pass the course, and doing it in a hurry. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into manning a team of dogs and really doing well with it. You've got to acknowledge that fact.
Yeah, you got different dogs that we're just not familiar with in our living room that are just northern breeds that are really capable of doing that. And then you have people that are different as well. You know, I just don't envision myself going out for a day or two on the trail and sleeping under the stars and such to run a trail for 150 miles. And yet these people just go at it, want to do this type of thing, and real zest for life, and you got to take your head off to them.
Oh, no doubt. And the guest we're going to talk to this morning, Amanda Vogel, she is one of the modern-day Susan Butchers. For those of you who don't remember Susan, she was one of the trailblazers when it comes to the female mushers, and you've got to acknowledge them. You brought up Danica Patrick when it comes to auto racing, and you got to love these ladies because it really is. It is a tough world out there. There's a lot of creatures and a lot of human beings who might not be that fun to be around. And to see these ladies do this, it's really amazing.
Yeah, whether you're male or female, it's just you got to take your hat off to them because, you know, long days, long nights, you know, and then the dogs themselves, you know, ongoing. You know, if I heard one thing when I listened to these various people we've talked to is how much absolute respect and admiration they have for the breed their dogs and how reliant they are on them. You know, they're, even though they're called the leader of these situations, it's the lead dog and the rest of them that kind of keep them going forward and keep them out of trouble.
No doubt about it. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk with Todd Broussard, who is the race director of the Copper Dog 150 that's going on right now as we're speaking. And we're going to talk with one of our returning guests, Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters, because these dogs need to have an amazing diet and a whole lot of gear in order to endure on these trails.
And what wouldn't be bad is to talk with him a little bit about your dog and having it always prepared for out of doors, whether it's from a nutritional standpoint or from a gearing up standpoint. If anybody in town has the proper gear to kind of boot them up and coat them over and such, it's got to be out there at Derek's place.
Yeah, Joey's Pet Outfitters does usually have what you need. So that's what we're going to talk about this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.